My question is, when will construction on the new school buildings at Skollisigon, Buncrana, finally commence? They have been waiting about 20 years now for this to happen, and I can't stress enough how appalling the conditions are within the school buildings that are there. You have been sent an email from the Board of Management, and there's about an over 100 pages of documentation. It is really shocking, the photographic evidence of what they have to provide in education with every day.
Yeah, thanks very much, Deputy. And at the outset, can I say I'm very familiar with this particular school. Minister Charlie McConnell has raised this on a number of occasions with me, so I am very invested in bringing this over the line. And I know, Deputy, that would be your view also. The project referenced is included in the Department's construction programme, which will be delivered under the National Development Plan as part of Project Ireland 2040. The project for Skollisigon in Buncrana is a large-scale project, which will provide a new 25-classroom school and all associated ancillary accommodation. The building will also include a further 8 classrooms and 3 specialist rooms for children with special education needs. These will include a sensory and play suite, a home studies room and an art and music room. Since 2020, the Department of Education has invested over $4.5 billion in schools around the country. Around 800 school building projects have been completed and 300 projects are under construction. Schools in County Donegal have received €123.5 million in investment since 2020, since this government came into being, with 35 school building projects completed and a further 25 currently in construction, including modular accommodation. School building projects under construction involve an overall state investment of over €1.2 billion, with most of these projects due for completion in 2024 and 2025. This is a record level of investment and highlights the Department's very strong track record in providing additional capacity and modern facilities for our school communities. I've also recently announced, the €800 million for the 90 projects which will move from tender to construction, some of which are announced now, and they will all be done by degrees in the coming weeks and months. The projects moving to construction in the next phase will add to the region of 200,000 metres squared of additional and modernised permanent capacity across the school estate and involve 28 new school buildings and 61 extensions of existing buildings. This level of construction rollout recognises the priority that government puts on investment in education, including responding to an increased requirement for special education provision. New medium-term capital allocations for the Department of Education were confirmed in the recent review of National Development Plan allocations, and the Department's Planning and Building Unit is now reviewing its programme plans in the context of this allocation.
Minister, I'm struggling to find words here. I mean, I've just told you that there's 114 pages of a document been sent to you. I've seen it. Photographic evidence of the absolutely appalling conditions that teachers and children are having to endure. Planning permission was lost because the fact that two contractors didn't proceed with tender. There's just been a lack of urgency in your department. I've read some of the emails from the Board of Management in the school. They make for harrowing reading when you see the correspondence they get from the teachers and from parents in the school. So the question is, and it's very, very clear, when will your department issue the letter of intent to a proposed contractor? And then when will the construction commence? That's my question, and I'm really hoping that you can give assurance now here on the floor of the Dáil when that's going to happen. It's straightforward. There's a trail of correspondence and contacts from the Board of Management with your department officials. It's simply unacceptable. Simply unacceptable, the lack of urgency. So I'm expecting good news here tonight.
Corla, there is no lack of urgency here. I want to be very clear. This project has moved at pace under the last 4 years of this government. And indeed, as I've said, under the next phase of the school building programme, individual school building projects will be authorised to proceed to construction, subject to assessment of tender reports and relevant due diligence by the Department's Planning and Building Unit. The large-scale specific project for Skollisigon and Buncrana is currently at stage 3, tender stage. The tender report was received from Skollisigon Board of Management and the design team by the Department in January of 24, and the analysis and review of same is at a very advanced stage. The next step in relation to the project will be the authorisation to issue the letter of intent to the successful tenderer. The department will be in contact with the school authorities shortly with regard to the next steps involved in the project, and I do believe Minister Charlie McConnellogue has confirmed that that will issue shortly. Once the contractor has been appointed, it is expected that it will take approximately 27 months to complete the project, and the project will be delivered at pace. And I want to comment on the fact as well that, as I said, over €127 million has been invested in Donegal. We've seen schools like Moville Gaelscoil, which has now been officially opened, Moville Community College, which is currently under construction, and the three-school campus in Buncrana, which I initiated the CPO for and that is now going to design.
Well, I'll come back to you on the three-school campus on a separate day, but in terms of this issue here today, you stated that the Minister, Charlie McConnellogue, you're the Minister for Education, and I just want to be very, very clear. Are you saying here tonight that in the days ahead that your department's going to issue a letter of an intent to the proposed contractor, and then will that follow very quickly with the signing of the construction contract? You're the Minister for Education, with all due respect, so I'm asking you to confirm here in the Dáil tonight. And as I say, we have waited patiently for, you know, it's about 20 years this proposal has been developing, but we're at a serious point now, and I can't stress this enough, of crisis for the teachers and the children in that school. It is making them unwell, the conditions, with the mouldy conditions, you know, unacceptable conditions. Some of the buildings are around 100 years old that they're trying to teach in. So it's urgent that you give us clear good news tonight. This project is finally moving to construction, and that those kids can have the education and the facilities they deserve.
Minister, to conclude.
Thank you very much, Deputy. I absolutely understand and appreciate the importance of a new school build being provided for a school, and most especially being provided for the school community in terms of the staff and, of course, the students, and indeed the wider school community in terms of parents and the wider community as well. And it is for that reason, as I said, this project has moved, and we received in January the documentation that was required. I made very clear that that was being moved as a priority. I also said very clearly, and I have very happy to say it, that Minister McConnellogue has engaged with me on an ongoing basis in relation to this project. I confirmed to him that the letter of intent will issue shortly. I believe he also referenced that on foot of his engagement with me. And I give that confirmed commitment here again this evening, that that letter of intent will issue shortly. It is a priority to get the project moving. It has moved at pace under this particular government, and indeed I will look forward, as I say, to the letter of intent issuing very shortly.